It's your boy Lee, and this is Lee Grant O'Neal. Former quarterback and Super Bowl champion Tavares Jackson killed in a car crash like only a few hours ago. So I'm going to go ahead and roll this clip into explain more into detail.
You probably heard at the beginning of our show today, former Alabama State star quarterback Tavares Jackson has passed away at the age of 36 after crashing his Chevy Camaro into a tree Sunday night. And Jackson, as we know, has made a huge impact in Central Alabama through his playing days at Lanier, Alabama State. Many former teammates, as you can see, taken to social media to express their grief and appreciation for Jackson, teammates, coaches alike. After spending 2 years at Arkansas, Jackson transferred to ASU and proceeded to lead ASU to a 10-win season, SWAC title game. He was named a team captain, a member of the all-SWAC teams during his time at ASU. In 3 years, 63 passing scores for the Hornets, 11 rushing. He was drafted 64th overall, second rounder to the Minnesota Vikings, 10 years in the NFL. And of course, in 2018, he was named an assistant at ASU before being named the quarterbacks coach at Tennessee State in 2019. A guy who made an impact on the field and was just getting started off of it.
The thing that comes across the most is just how giving he was, a person he was, and how much he loved his fellow human beings and the things that he did for his community. You know, every summer he came back and he held a camp at Crampton Bowl for the kids for free, and he did things of that nature all the time.
I tell everybody he was the Robin Hood of Montgomery. He always gave back, like you never had to ask. You know, he always, whatever you need, coach, you know, regardless what school I was at, he always asked, what do you need? He made sure that the kids in the city of Montgomery had.
Now, back in 2014, Jackson actually took time to speak to Alabama News Network while working out on Alabama State's campus, fresh off of a Super Bowl as a member of the Seattle Seahawks. Even then, Jackson was already giving back to the place that he called home.
We're out here just trying to get better. You know, Monkey's out here with the younger guys, and I'm just trying to help them out as much as I can and, you know, try to teach these guys and, you know, show them that whatever he teach is really working. So that's me. I'm just trying to get better every day myself.
So you heard that news clip. You heard that news clip about what happened with Tavares Jackson. And unfortunately, he was gone too soon. And he was just literally starting his life out at the age of 36 after winning a Super Bowl and everything else. So I'm still reading online, and it says nothing further is available as ALEA state troopers continue to investigate. Jackson was the backup quarterback to the 2014 Super Bowl winning Seattle Seahawks. He was drafted in the second round of the 2006 NFL draft to the Minnesota Vikings. And as that article stated, Jackson started his career at Arkansas before transferring to Alabama State University from 2003 to 2006. But the crash actually occurred on Pike Road near Antioch Lane, approximately 7 miles south of Montgomery. Unfortunately, like I said, he was gone way too soon, especially at the age of 36. But I do send my thoughts and prayers out to his family and all the people that affiliated with him with over the years. And as always, thank you for listening to Lee Green on the Air. And I will see you in the next episode.